want to get out there to see the music, you know? Can't wait.
Man, I tell you, I'm going to either kiss the stage, I might lick it, or do some other things to it. I won't videotape it, but man. So we leave, I'm out of here end of July, so end of next month, and it's game on. August through end of November. This is where I don't like to work. I like to be home with the family. So it's game on. We're Norway. Where am I? Russia, Bulgaria, Netherlands, Belgium, Switzerland, all over. So thank God. It's game on again.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome, isn't it?
So good. So good.
Well, we should introduce you. We should do the start to the show. We should do all that.
And that's right. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, do your thing, man. Do your thing.
Do our things. Well, this is We Talk Music. I'm Martin. This is Brett. So anyways, there's Brett over there. And Brett, really, you know, we're pretty boring guys, but we have an exciting guest on.
That's right. Well, we got one of our all-time favorite singers, just one of our all-time favorite guests. But more to the point, a fantastic guy. Johnny Gioeli, welcome back to the show.
Jesus, so hang on a second. Let me send you the check. That was the
we'll
best.
We'll take it.
I'm telling you, man. Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks for your support always. And I'm well. We've got this brand new, what I think is amazing hardline album, Heart, Mind, and Soul, that comes out July. When's it come out, guys? July 9th.
The 9th.
And I'm in love. Absolutely in love with this album, and my God, I thought the Latin was great, honestly. And of course, Double Eclipse has its epic time period, but now we're nearly 30 years later, and we have Heart, Mind, and Soul, and it's just, man, there's so much in this album. I got so much to tell you guys. But you guys can ask away, or I can just keep blabbing. It's up to you, man. I have words.
Talk the album. I love it. I'm sure Brett does too. It's so good. It's just something about a hardline album. It just makes me feel good inside. Like every time I listen to it, it just makes me feel good inside. You know, and this definitely accomplishes that.
Thank you, bro. Let me tell you why I think. So obviously we all got shut down with COVID. Obviously. Traumatic, horrific, the deaths. It was just unbelievable. I describe it like the vacuum cleaner sucking up the bathroom rug and overheating, and then we got to push the reset button, you know what I mean, on the vacuum, like, and we were freaking, we had to reset, man. And that was just like shut down city. And I'm not often home a lot, you know. My family's been dealing with me traveling for so many years. It's just kind of a part of our lives, right? But for the first time, I got to watch a lot of news. I got to read a lot of stuff, and I realized that there's a lot of mental health issues out there, chemically, environmentally, and luckily, you know, I don't have this, but I respect and understand now that people do. And so I said, you know what? I want to devote this album and my time and my energy and my lyrical creative input to helping people, because I love people, man, all sizes, shapes, religions, colors. I really do, man. I love people. And so, you know, some of the songs in Heart, Mind, and Soul really kind of feed that positivity and that I'm trying to get out that people have value and purpose. Doesn't matter how much money you make. Doesn't matter what career you're in. People, oh, Johnny, you're a rock star. I hate that. I'm a rock star. No, I'm Johnny. And I'm a human just like everyone else. And I feel like I have a responsibility. Not all artists think this way, but I do. I have a responsibility, and I want the responsibility to be able to lyrically make people feel good. That's just my thing, man. And this album has a lot of that.
Well, you know.
You know, it's so funny because Brett and I were talking about something similar. Yes. Go ahead, Brett.
Well, because earlier, just before you came on, we were talking about how much we love talking to you. Because at the end of every interview we've ever done with you, we just feel like we're the happiest guys in the world. It's like we're on cloud nine. And we were just thinking, like, man, I wonder if Johnny would want to go to like every single fan's house and just be like a life coach for a day for every one of them.
bro, I would. I love it. It's so funny. My assistant who helps me with so much stuff with social media and all this, a lot of stuff I don't understand, man. I can't keep up with this shit. But she always says, you should do seminars. I'm like, no, I'm a singer, man. I don't do seminars. But I just genuinely respect people and whatever they believe in or whatever, however they want their lives to be. You just have to respect your fellow man and just like, okay, even if you disagree with it, that's, we own the space under our feet. I always say that to my kids. I say, you own that space. That's yours under your feet, belongs to you. So anyway, yeah, I jump out of my bed and I am a happy guy and a grateful guy. And, you know, look, I will be honest with you. The first few years of my career, I wasn't thinking this way. I was thinking rock star, big crowds and this and that and the other. And then when you get, you ready for this, 95 albums now under your belt, 95, oh brothers, 95. Not 10, 11, 12, 95 albums. You start to think, you know, what can I do? You know, you always hear people say, "Why, it's time now for me to give back." Okay, that's cool. You can say it that way. But for me, I just want to, I'm so grateful that people still want to hear me sing and that I can still sing, that I want to just keep making music. But when I make it, I want it to have some good message, some good feel to it. And I'll tell you something. So Heart, Mind, and Soul. When I thought of this title, the H in heart to me was like a ladder. Looks like a ladder, the H. We climb up, we go down. M in mind is like the peaks and the valleys of our lives. We all have it, man. I've got bills. I've got stress. Okay, I'm a rock star, but man, I got it. Life is all relative. And the S in soul is that road. And sometimes it's really curvy, sometimes it's not. And this whole thing just kind of hit me during this reset period. And I realized how many people are really suffering. And I just wanted to do something cool and uplifting and meaningful. And I think we accomplished it. There's a first video that came out was Fuel to the Fire. And that's our, look, we're not reinventing any new music here. We're writing what we love. Fuel to the Fire is that, you know, that person that gets under your skin and knows how to push your buttons. And I'm the kind of guy, you go low, I'm not going lower, man. I'm going high. So I'm going to add fuel to that fire. You're going to do that? No problem. Here you go. No problem, man. Anyway, that's how that song came out. The second single, which was Surrender, this is crazy, man. This is where it all really hit me. There was a fan, a girl, not from the United States, that was going to take her life. And she listened to one of my songs and decided, I'm not going to take my life. Wow. And bro, and that got back to me. And it was at that moment, you guys, where I went, holy shit, I have a responsibility lyrically. And, or I should say, I feel a sense of responsibility lyrically. And, but that changed everything for me. And I went, man, if I can make someone feel good in song, I'm going to do it. One of the songs on the album, because I know you're listening, the album comes out July 9th, so your listeners really are not privy to it, like you lucky guys. But so there's a song called We Belong, and it was actually my son wrote the intro. He was learning how to play guitar, and he ran down and goes, Dad, check this out. I went, God, Brandon, that's awesome. And I recorded it. And then I turned it into a song, like as a surprise. It's called We Belong. And people think, oh, it's so nice. It's about a relationship. No, it's not at all. Well, it is sort of. It's about the relationship that we all have, guys and girls and everyone listening, between man and song. That relationship, that song that brings back the recall of your childhood, or it makes you feel a certain way in the gym, or when you're out on a run, or you're just sitting around with friends, how you feel with that song, your favorite song, whatever song, that relationship is yours, man. It can't be broken like some other relationships. It can't be broken. And so the song's called We Belong. And it's true, man. We're like one. People say, Johnny, this music, it's like, this music's really in your blood. I love that. It's music's in your blood. And I go, no, this music is my blood. It is. It's what I do. And if I keep talking, I'm not going to have a voice to sing another record.
Well, I got to ask you then about my favorite song. My second favorite song is Heavenly. My favorite song is If I Could, I Would. I love If I Could, I Would. And okay, that to me has got a real positive message, of course.
So thank you, brother. So those two songs, If I Could, I Would, protect you from the world that's in your way. That's the lyric. That's the way I feel. If I could, man, I would. Anyone that knows me, you guys have known me for a while. You know my whole positivity vibe. It's true and it's real. This is me. This is who I am. And I literally wrote that because there's so many people hurting that I don't know who they are. And that scenario that happened over the holiday, I sit back and I go, there's so many people that are hurting that know me, but I don't know them. And that's kind of weird. And think about it. So if I could, I would protect you from the world that's in your way. That's the whole premise on that. And Heavenly, people go, is this a religious album? No, it's not a religious album. Heavenly. So when you think about heaven, your heaven could be different than what my heaven is. Heaven could, of course, it could be your religious heaven. Heaven could be when you're out fishing or you're out on a walk or you're rocking out at a concert or whatever your heaven is. That's what that song's about. It's about heavenly. Like, be humble to those things that are heavenly and important to you. Be humble and respect those things. So that's where that song, there's a lot of power in that song, right? I actually listened to that today. That song actually got me home. I'm doing like a 5K every single day because, let me show you. Look at that.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, look at this.
Hey, there it is. I don't want that coming across. I'm trying. Look, we've been sitting, man. And let me tell you something. I've enjoyed the potato chips. I never realized how many different flavors of freaking potato chips and Fritos there are out there. So I'm hitting the road every day. And that song, Heavenly, got me home today because I'm like, I need a little something to get me home. But I listened to the album. I'm not really, really don't. I think it's weird that an artist would listen to his own album, but I listened to it for a different reason. I listened to it and go, you know, was it good? Did I, you know, deliver the passion on those lyrics and this sound could have been better? Does this suck? You know, on and on. You know, it's because an album's never finished for an artist. Never. Never finished. I hear so many things like, oh man, we should have made this break right here and could have done this and could have, whatever. Anyway, you got a question?
Well, I was going to say, you know, heaven can be like potato chips, but ultimately heaven for me probably is a new Johnny Gioeli album. So
thank you, bro. Thank you, brother. But you know what's funny? I was doing an interview with, I was on with some of my Russian fans. I'm getting ready to do shows in Russia, Moscow, and St. Petersburg. And they don't have those red hot, fiery, what are those things? Cheetos.
Oh, the Cheetos, yeah. So
red hot fire Cheetos. So I'm going to pack my suitcase. I'm bringing those red hot Cheetos to Russia. I'm going to set Moscow on fire with Cheetos.
That's so anyway. Amazing. Well, you're adding fuel to their fire, but like, you know, it's one of the things that I love too about this album. I mean, besides the fact that Alessandro Del Vecchio is like the most amazing creative force that we've seen in a long time, but like, I love the riffs on this and Fuel to the Fire. I mean, the way it starts, like, that's just a killer riff.
You know, I can't take credit for that. I'll be honest with you. So our process is that Mario Percudani, doesn't our band sound like an Italian menu? Mario Percudani salad, Giovanni Giuseppe Battista Battalino Periconi, you know, Maragotta, Alessandro del Pasta, you know, and vodka sauce. Anyway, Mario, you know, our process is like this. Mario delivers these incredible riffs and pieces. Alessandro sort of lays them out. He organizes them for me because I'm bad at that. And then we sift through hundreds and hundreds of ideas and that we feel, just stuff we feel. Ali sends them to me, and then I go like all weirdo studio creative guy. And I either hear something, you know, or I don't. And you know, that's how it happens. But Mario, on this album, man, he really stepped it up. Even on my run today, I was on WhatsApp leaving him a message as I'm running. And I tell him over and over how amazing he played on this album. I mean, everyone, but Mario just really harvested and the flavor and his choice of notes and things. I was listening to solos today, just honing in on them on my run. And wow, really, really brilliant.
This is actually one of the things I thought about the album is that everybody gets their moment to shine, mm-hmm. like on yeah. the album. I really think that's the case. And I think that's one of the strengths of the album.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so. I agree with you. And, you know, we never, like, even with Marco with the drumming, we, you know, a lot of producers will say, okay, now let's just keep it simple and, you know, not too much. We said, you know what, Marco, play, bro. Play what you feel, of course, within reason, but play. So you'll hear in this album, there's a lot of, because that's Marco, and it works. And you know, that's, to me, that's writing. That's still writing. People are like, well, who wrote the song? Well, everybody wrote these songs, because once you play on them, that, you know, your talent is on that album. That's a form of writing. So yeah, it's a cool thing, man. I'm really excited for this release. I really am. I hope people love it as much as I do. I hope I'm not overplaying it.
You're not. I mean, it's such a good album. It's funny because we get to listen to it early, but it's not the high quality, high fidelity sound. You know, I can't wait till I can really hear it at like it's the way it's meant to be heard, you know.
What the heck are they sending you? Jeez.
No, it's okay. It's good, but it's just not the same as, you know, as the final release, but it's a preview.
Like a watermark photo.
Yeah, basically. Watermark photo.
No. Oh my God, that's wild.
Now, Johnny.
Yeah. It's also coming out on vinyl too. So it's going to be like a clear yeah. vinyl, like a CD thing. Nice. We'll see.
I would love to hear it on vinyl, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's one of the things now, like, you know, I mean, Hardline, I mean, gosh, like 91, like how important is it to you to keep the Hardline name and the brand out there that you guys, you know, you and your brother were in like so early?
You guys have children?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
I got a dog.
That's a child. it's like that, man. It's like your baby. And for me, Hardline is my baby. And so I wouldn't abandon it. And so that's really, you know, the way it is. And like I've always said in all the interviews, when people say enough, I listen and I'll say, okay, enough. But Hardline is my child. And it was born in 91 and it's been raised ever since, you know, 30 years now. So yeah, it's me, you know, I can never part with it, really.
And, you know, I mean, 95 albums, I mean, in this day and age where it's so hard to make a living as a musician, you know, yeah. you must be so grateful that you're able to do this and, you know, that you have those fans, they're so loyal.
They are. And I'm really grateful, lucky, fortunate, you know, every adjective you can come up with, that managed to sort of take all, you know, make all the fans come together on all the projects. Like Axel Rudy Pell fans love Hardline music, love Crush 40 music. If I do if I work with another artist, they're so dedicated to the music and to me. And can you have a better than sorry? And I wake up and I think about that all the time. Like, so my son said to me, Dad, you've got, Can you hear me okay? My internet dropped. Can you hear me okay, guys?
Yeah, we still got you.
Okay. My son said to me this morning, Dad, what do you have going today? I said, I have an interview every 30 minutes from morning till night without even a piss break. I got a cup under here. So you guys get annoyed. Don't be worried. Your faucet isn't leaking. That's just me. And he's like, wow, Dad, how are you going to do that? I said, I'll tell you exactly how I'm going to do it, Bran. I'm grateful that people want to talk to me, man. This is a great thing. This isn't a problem. This is a great thing. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just I can't wait for the album. I can't wait to get back out on the road. I mean, I'm left with doing chores around the house. I don't know what else to do here. I mean, I practically rebuilt the house. I don't know what's left. So
it's gonna be such an incredible explosion of energy when you finally get out there, isn't it?
Yeah, man. To hear that sound, I mean, that's always been the fear. So when Hardline kind of fizzled away because of the grunge stuff coming in the 90s, right? And we never really officially broke up. We just sort of had like, shit, I got a Ferrari payment, man. I got to get to work. So let's just go. We never really broke up. My biggest fear was never the money, man. It was never that. It was, oh my God, are people going to forget who I am, number one? And two, am I not going to hear that sound of the audience anymore? Because let me tell you something, bro. There is not, bros, plural. There is nothing more. I mean, I've never been a drug guy. I've never done drugs and stuff. But I can only imagine that sound is better than any drug that's out there. Believe me. And I was afraid not to hear it. Like, oh my God, literally kept me up at night. I mean, I almost needed real freaking therapy because I'm thinking, I got to see those people. I've got to hear that sound. When they shut those lights off and you hear that sound, bro, let me tell you something. You think an erection is good? Well, an erection is good. But
yeah.
This is like times 10. That was a hell of a terrible analogy.
It's okay. We're old enough to get it. We're still happy when it happens.
That's right. We're so happy when it's not chemically induced.
Yeah, that's
right. Basically. Woo!
It's time to rock and roll. Woo! It doesn't matter which one.
Oh man.
We got to. We're almost out of time. It's unbelievable how quick the time goes with you.
Oh, God.
You got to. You know, it's just you're so easy to talk to, such a privilege. Please take the time, tell everybody, you know, where they can get the album, where they can keep up with you, of course, it's coming out. Let's just say July 9th.
Yeah, July 9th, Heart, Mind, and Soul, Hardline album. The tour starts in August throughout Europe. Maybe some dates in the U.S. We always say that. We always hope that something will happen. I'm a little fearful. I'm always afraid that I'm only going to put like 10 people in Starbucks. So I get nervous. I know that when I go to Europe, it's a different profile. But of course, hardlinerocks.com. You can always check on the website where we are. We have all the social, the Facebook, the Instagrams and the TikToks and the, you know, TikToks and all that shit. So we're all over social media. I am going to be doing a Facebook Live, I think, next week. I don't know when when this actual interview is airing. I want to really start getting close with some of the people and answering questions and things like that. So Facebook, Instagram, you know, our website, Hardline Rocks, you can see all the dates. And we're going to, now that things are opening up, I was uncomfortable posting show dates because I've moved 60, 70 shows three times, man. Do you know how hard that is?
Oh,
routing, it's brutal. So now finally we're going to start announcing the dates because they are firm, with the exception of certain areas in the UK. I am going to do the winter storm in Scotland in November, but everything that was pre-November we can't do. And I had like four shows in the UK. They're still not there yet with the COVID regs, and it's just unfair to people that we say, okay, well, you know, 200 of you have to stay home. Uh-huh. You know, the Axel Rudy Pell tour, like that tour completely sold out. So we can't play in Germany right now. We just can't. What are you going to do? Stay home, people? Sorry, only half of you. Can't add another show because then it's impossible. Anyway, so the album comes out July 9th. It's available everywhere, I would assume, and Heart, Mind, and Soul. And I love you guys, and I love all your listeners and all people, man. So let's keep.
Thank you so much. Please take a piss break if you.
I did it during that last paragraph. I just let it go.
Johnny.
Yeah,
Johnny.
Have you heard of Depends?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to change it now and put a new one on for the next interview.
Awesome. Well, Johnny, thank you so much. We love you. We love your voice. We love your music. And we want you to keep doing this for as long as you humanly can.
Thank you, brother.
Hopefully we can do this in person sometime because – damn, I just want to hang out with you.
Do it. Okay, we'll make that will happen. It will happen, you guys. Thank you. I love you guys both. Take care. Be well, be safe, and take care of the dog and the children.
All the best, Johnny. All right, talk to you soon.
Okay? Thanks again, man. See you guys.
Yes.